Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Chris Brown's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hard-working men and women.
It is Football Friday, brought to you by Selena Locke. Our crash call Selena by Crosby's Pizza and Sub. Start your game day the Crosby's way. We check in with Chris Brown, who joins us at this time every Friday and Mondays as well to recap the games. Chris, good morning. It's Jeremy and Nate. Nate is in for Joe today. Happy Football Friday.
Yeah, morning, guys. Getting tuned up for this one.
When you look at the matchup, Chris, like I almost want to take it back to when last we left Chiefs-Bills. The Bills in that game controlled the clock, controlled the ball. They were efficient on offense, but they lacked explosive plays. They had none in the game. There were a couple big drops, of course. But I think about the arc of the lack of explosive plays in the game to the offseason being a lot about explosive plays and yards after catch. And I wonder how you feel like this new look Bills offense, that they've gotten to that point where they're getting some explosive plays, they're getting lots of yards after the catch, what that means in a matchup with Kansas City.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to say because this is probably one of the better defenses they're going to face all season. And, you know, they haven't been facing the best defensive units the last few weeks. So I think we're not going to really know until we get there. And I know that's kind of a cop-out answer, but I was kind of taken with your description of Buffalo's offense from last year, because that is the Chiefs' offense this year now. Control the ball, control the clock, not a lot of explosive plays, although Xavier Worthy gives them one every once in a while, and basically play possession-style football. That's what the Chiefs' offense is now, which is crazy to think about. You just popped into my head as you were saying it. I was like, he's describing the Chiefs offense this year.
And one thing they're doing, like, they're running it, they don't have a lot of explosive runs. It's their third down conversion rate, really, that kind of sets them apart from a lot of teams, how good they are converting third downs. So, I mean, third down is often a very big down to play in games like this, but would imagine the Bills defense paying a lot of attention to what it is the Chiefs do so well on third down.
Yeah, look, we can try to decipher and dice up all the different things. It's Mahomes. I mean, the guy just extends stuff. It was funny because Taron Johnson was asked about, you know, the Chiefs' third down prowess, converting at a rate of 52%. And he just looked at the reporter and said, well, their quarterback kind of just extends stuff and lengthens the play until somebody's open. And that's the main thing here. I mean, yes, Andy Reid will scheme up some plays here and there that are designed to get players open so it's easy for Mahomes to execute, but whether he's using his legs to gain yards, you know, on a scramble or just getting out of the pocket and lengthening the play until somebody comes free, he is an expert at doing that, and it's the reason you can't get them off the field. I mean, they lead the league in time of possession, just over 33 minutes a game. The problem for them has been in the red zone. You can't get them off the field until they stall in the red zone. And last week was an example of that against the Broncos. They're kicking short field goals, you know, the whole game, and fortunately they're able to win 16-14. I think the Bills would be very happy to take that defensively. If they can't get them off the field, at least do what they've done very well this season, which is force teams to take field goals or even get a turnover on downs when defending their red zone.
Chris Brown joining us ahead of Bills Chiefs. You know, Amari Cooper looks like he's trending to play. He sounds like he's trending to play. Given the injury, given the amount of time he's been here now to kind of get into this offense, what do you think is fair for Bills fans to expect out of Cooper once he is up and running?
Yeah, I mean, I think this first game back, if he does in fact play, I don't know that you should expect much more than what you got from him in the Titans game, which, you know, I think people would be very happy to see. What was that, four catches for 60-something yards and a touchdown? I don't think that's unreasonable to expect, but, you know, he's had a two-week layoff, and now he's playing a top-flight Chiefs defense. It'll be interesting to see how they deploy their coverage players, you know, especially if Kincaid doesn't go. McDuffie has lined up outside more since they lost Jalen Watson to a knee injury, who was one of their starting outside corners. So McDuffie has been outside more. They've used one of their backup safeties, Shamari Connor, in the nickel in the slot. So some of the matchups might be a little different than what Bills fans are accustomed to seeing. But Shakir draws attention. So I'm very curious to see how they decide to cover up people, especially if Cooper is playing, because I think that forces them into a decision. Do you want to put McDuffie on Cooper, or do you put McDuffie back in the slot where he's been an all-pro and say, just take care of Shakir and let's see if somebody else can beat us?
I wanted to ask you too, Chris, because in the last matchup in the regular season last year, I thought the Bills really utilized James Cook in the pass game really well. I think that's, if you're the Bills, probably the matchup you're looking to exploit the most defensively here, and, you know, try to win over the middle of the field. That's where the Bills really want to win anyways. And for me, if you can get James Cook lined up against these linebackers, I said this to Jeremy earlier too. I watched yesterday Washington line up in a ton of two-back sets. And I wonder if that's something the Bills try to do this week as well, especially if Kincaid, obviously no Keon Coleman, if Kincaid can't go, I wonder instead of running out more 12 with Quentin Morris, maybe they run some more two running back sets to try to, you know, create some matchups for them.
Have you been listening to One Bills Live for the last few weeks? I have been pounding the table.
I have.
For a pony package for two back sets with Davis and Cook. And I think that's something you could even conceivably run out of their six offensive linemen looks. You don't necessarily have to go two back, but I was very interested last week to see the Bills go two tight ends with six offensive linemen. So you have seven guys up on the line. It's a run-heavy look, and then they ran play action out of it. And that was very effective against the Colts at the second level in the passing game. And I wonder if they utilize some of that, because typically when teams go two tight ends, the Chiefs do bring the third linebacker on the field, Chanel. And if you do that and Cook is on the field, immediately pulling him and having him run around, because him on Chanel, that's a win every day. So if their personnel groupings, whether it's with six offensive linemen, two tight ends, or even two backs, I'm all for it. Because I think that is a way you can get mismatches. And if you're still shorthanded at receiver or Kincaid is down, you should use Cook in the passing game more. I've said it 100 times. He is the most dynamic athlete on offense, maybe with the exception of Coleman, who you don't have right now.
Chris Brown, ahead of Bills Chiefs. Chris, how about the emotion for this game? I was listening you and Steve talk about this. You know, the players, the coaches, they can talk a good game on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Oh, it's just a game. It's just a game. Sunday, 4:25 at home. The atmosphere will be supercharged. And I wonder what Sean McDermott's message to his team might be from an emotional standpoint.
I think it's going to be, don't jump out of your skin. You don't have to say much to get these guys motivated for this one. The Chiefs know them. They know the Chiefs. There aren't any surprises, but holy cow, what's on the line this week, you know, with an unbeaten team coming into your place? If you're not charged up for this one, you don't have a pulse. I think the challenge is going to be, let's just make sure I'm not stuck to the ceiling. going into this game, and I can focus on what my assignments are. That used to be a major concern with Josh for games of this nature. So I think I want to believe he's past that, especially with the very deliberate way in which he's made decisions in the passing game this year. I think he has taken his game to a different level. There's a philosophical shift in the offense, but is everybody else okay? Like, we don't need people going, you know, off the rails here because they're so charged up and want to rip somebody's face off. So I think they got to keep the emotions tempered and in check so they can play aggressive but under control, if that makes sense.
Kickoff Sunday, 4:25. Chris Brown, he'll have the call with Eric Wood and Sal Capaccio. Chris, thanks, and we'll be listening.
All right, enjoy the game, guys.
Chris's appearance here on WGR on Football Friday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, by Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills, and by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hard-working men and women. Back in the snap, that'll be brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.